This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Every day when I get off here because I haven't covered all the news. I don't have one. There's like three videos of people being elected that are communists the last week to city councils, other positions saying any means necessary, violent communist overthrow. I'm going to hit that in about 15 minutes. Owen Schroyer is going to a drag queen story time where they don't tell the public at regular story times that huge pot-bellied men, many of them convicted pedophiles, are going to be there. He's going to be there. Antifa is promising violence to anyone that shows up. So I don't want to give him a little clue, but I'm going to be there. He threatened violence. I'm coming. But we're definitely going to have our people there, and Owen's going to be there. He's popping in about 20 minutes. Joel Skousen of worldaffairsbrief.com, great political analyst. I hope you're wrong about being a false flag, but regardless, I've asked a lot of questions here. Any other points in the 4 minutes we have left? Or we're going to do one more segment. So we have 15 minutes left. But we'll just finish up about the event itself, and then when we come back, what would a strike look like? If the neocons or the globalists are behind this, what do you think their end game is? Go ahead.
Let me first cover another big picture issue. You know, the United States keeps putting out the most egregious disinformation I've ever heard, that Iran is the greatest sponsor of terror in the world. Now, in fact, there is no documented cases of Iran directly or indirectly doing any terrorism in the Western world. It's all Al-Qaeda and ISIS, which are controlled by the U.S. deep state, that are doing these terrorist attacks. What Iran is doing is fighting the U.S. phony war on terror in Yemen, because the Yemenis government was overthrown by rebels who basically were fed up with Yemen's government supporting the phony war on terror and sending arms to ISIS and others. And they were overthrown, and that's why Saudi Arabia and the U.S. are trying to destroy the Yemenis rebels. Iran is supporting Hezbollah. Now, Hezbollah nor Iran, these are Islamic states. These are not good guys in particular in terms of the liberty of their own people, but they're not aggressors against other countries. None of these countries, Yemen, Hezbollah, or Iran, are trying to conquer other countries, but they know they're under the target and attack of the globalists, and that's why they are attempting to defend themselves and building up these military forces. It's the U.S. and the deep state that are the aggressors. And unfortunately, Donald Trump doesn't know anything about the deep state sponsoring terror. And that's why he believes these false intelligence things.
Well, he used to get it saying Hillary and Obama founded ISIS, which is basically true. But yeah, he ordered troops out of Afghanistan. It didn't happen. He ordered Brennan to lose his security clearance. It didn't happen. Let's just face it. Trump's biggest failure is he's allowed mutiny in the government. But I don't expect a real estate magnate to know how to deal with that. You're a smart guy. You used to head up the big conservative councils. You know, how would you deal with mutiny in government?
Well, you've got to have a core people ready to come in and take over the NSA, the CIA, and the FBI. And every one of those organizations has a dark side and a white side. You need to have people who are perceptive, who know how to listen to the warning voice of conscience, to go out and find out who are the white guys, who are the black guys, and get rid of the black guys and put the white guys into place. Because you cannot prosecute these people who are deep state unless you get control of the prosecutorial elements. You've got to purge the DOJ. You've got to purge the courts of people.
No, I totally agree. Trump clearly doesn't have full control of the Justice Department. How would you call the Justice Department now? Because we see some good out of the Inspector General, but no action.
Well, and that's where you get derailed on these things. For example, Mark Huber, the prosecutor, special prosecutor from Utah that was brought in, to investigate the Hillary Clinton scandal, James Comey, and all of those types. He did nothing. We find out now that, Bill Barr, the attorney general that everybody thinks is pro-Trump, he's actually just faking it because he is deep state. He was the bag man for Herbert Walker Bush and, covered for Iran.
Let's talk about that when we come back, because I've been told by smart folks in D.C. and you're smart, that, let me tell you, Bob Barr is doing them a favor. He's trying to save deep state from themselves because they believe they pushed Trump too hard. He may do something, and he's just trying to get them to stop it. But he may be trying to set Trump up. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about what happens if there's a war with Iran. What unfolds with Joel Skousen of WorldAffairsBrief.com. I'm Alex Jones with News War. Realize, the globalists work around the clock to stop those URLs getting out. We're going to get them out there. Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout out for the Bone Broth.
The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth.
Tastes like great milkshake. You know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Supermail Vitality, a host of other products, so thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you, but yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good, so thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong.
A new world order.
A new world order.
So let me ask Joel Skousen, editor-in-chief, World Affairs Brief, geopolitical analyst, best-selling author, the royal family of anti-globalism, great work for 70, 80 years by his family. In the FBI, you name it. He's a naval aviator in his own right. Great geopolitical analyst, best-selling author. I mean, we sell his book, Strategic Relocation, the film Strategic Relocation, InfoWarsStore.com. Let me ask you this, then. What would you call the big picture globally about who Trump is, about how the globalists see things, what's happening to the euro, what's happening with nationalism? What would you call this current system, this current world program or atmosphere or condition we're in?
I would say that the globalists are struggling to control the narrative. They have become very unpopular, the anti-globalist movements in Europe and the Brexit in the United States, coupled with Trump. This is part of an anti-globalist movement. We're tired of the same old thing, never getting in. That's why they elected Trump. And so they're controlling the narrative, and they're doing it successfully. Theresa May sabotaged the Brexit successfully. Boris Johnson, he gets to prime minister, and will do the same. He's not really in favor of the sovereignty issue. The Freedom Party has been sabotaged in Austria because of U.S. Eavesdropping and setting them in a honey trap where they could reveal a video about these people and get them out of power in Austria. So every place. The anti-globalists are winning. The powers that be are mounting up tremendous pressure. And I see that in Donald Trump himself. Now, the problem with Trump is that he had a fantastic story and a promise to give to the American people. And at least half of the voters bought it. And it's been disappointing because he hasn't delivered on it. Not because Donald Trump isn't sincere. I'm not one of those that believes that Donald Trump's a controlled entity. I believe.
No, I totally agree. I mean, he's real, but it's like anybody's not perfect. He just doesn't know how to deliver. I mean, look at this GOP rep: failure to secure border going to be toughest Trump sell in 2020. But I'm sorry, I'm interrupting. You're right. I mean, I think Trump's real, but it just means he's not a globalist. It doesn't mean he's perfect.
That's right. You see, Donald Trump doesn't do any homework himself. He gets everything as a CEO by briefings. And so he is trapped by his briefings. He doesn't.
And let me stop you again. That's why they, Kelly, hate. I'm not bragging. Trump loves my briefings. He likes 3-4 minute briefings. I'm not going to brag on air, but we get requests for these. Okay. So I shoot these things on air and it gets to him. And that scares the hell out of them. But it's true. He literally, once he likes somebody, if his gut says they're good, he goes with it. I'm showing proof and stuff, too, on screen, but that scares the hell out of these roundtables.
It does. The weakness of Donald Trump, though, even though he may hear your briefing or he hears something correct on Fox News, he cannot remember the arguments. He doesn't have a bank of data in his brain to argue back. And so he gets these sophisticated globalist advisors who can talk him out of almost anything.
No, you're right. They sit around, like you said, and they know. That's what I've been told. They'll send four. You said three. No, I'm told they'll send four different branches in. And giving him the same thing, and he goes, well, my God, then, it must be true.
Yeah. You know, a person like myself or yourself, we could counter those things. We could embarrass them if they tried to throw that phony, you know, briefing. But Donald Trump simply doesn't have the data bank, the experience. He's never been in the conservative movement. You know, he's running on gut instinct. And unfortunately, that instinct fails him sometimes. I mean, he picked Gina Haspel, part of the dark side of the CIA.
Oh, he brought in a top person from Soros' group for personnel. So let me ask you, who are the good guys, who are the bad guys from your research? What about Pompeo? Is he a neocon, or what do you think?
No, Pompeo's not a good guy. Pompeo is completely sold out to the globalist side, and he is pumping up everything about Iran. Bolton is on the other side. He's a pure neocon. The only thing Bolton has ever been right about was North Korea, and the globalists don't exactly like that, but they've compromised that. North Korea isn't going to be taken down. What I want to concentrate on, one of the most telling things, is what happened with the John Huber situation and Bill Barr. Bill Barr gave an interview with CBS.
You're right, Bill Barr. I was saying Bob Barr. I apologize.
Bill Barr, the attorney general, gave an interview to CBS, and he admitted that John Huber has done nothing in 2 years to uncover all the investigatory thing about Hillary Clinton. And the reason he gave was that he was waiting for Michael Horowitz, the DOJ inspector general, to do it. And that's absolutely bogus. Mark Huber could have been doing his own investigation parallel to that. And in fact, Bill Barr says, now we're going to investigate this thing. Well, look, the information is already there. The private investigators, fiscal investigators, that investigated and got all the dirt on Hillary Clinton's campaign gave.
No, exactly. We've got enough dirt, 1,000 ways to get rid of her. Clearly, they're threatening everyone around Trump. They're all scared to act. So how do you get past the intimidation?
Well, the point is that John Huber got that information 3 times. He lost it 2 times. On the 3rd time, he finally admitted that he received it, and then he did nothing with it. So you don't need to have another 2 years that Bill Barr is saying we're going to investigate.
So instead of talking about Bill Barr, you're saying it's compromised, and I agree, he's like a thoroughbred of the establishment, and Trump's acting like he's a savior because he at least stands up for him. That's probably shilling. What would you do? Because, Joel, the president, we could probably get this 3 minutes. 3 minutes to break. Joel Skousen, your message to the president.
Well, my message, first of all, to the president is to help him understand the deep state. The deep state created ISIS. The deep state runs terror. And you're not going to get correct briefings from the deep state about, I would correct him on Syria, on Assad, on Iran, on Yemen, and get him to stop those things. And I would also tell him, you know, you've got to get new people in here. And, you know, you and I could help him find people who could establish those things to redo the CIA, the NSA, and all the major elements that, and including the DEA, which has knowledge of all the drug smuggling that keeps coming in through the border through Mexico. And I would advise him immediately on how to get this border shut down. You know, one of his problems with the state of emergency, he used it with just itty-bitty increments. You know, we're using the state of emergency to justify some funding for a little bitty, tiny bit of the wall. So now he's wasted the state of emergency because it won't be effective. He needed to say, this is my constitutional duty to protect the lives and property of American citizens that are being violated by this invasion. It is not about congressional authority over the budgeting. The point is, my duty is to protect lives and property, and I'm going to do that as president. And that means a declaration of emergency. I'm going to use the military to line that border and have arms, and they're going to have ability to shoot and to arrest.
And by the way, that's in the Constitution, as you know. And then he did this little side deal. And then even Rand Paul's trying to restrict a clearly constitutional role.
Yeah, he's claiming this is a violation of posse comitatus. And it isn't, because this is not an issue of military managing law enforcement within the
United States. Yeah, it's a territorial border that's in the Constitution.
Yeah. This is a federal issue. This is a military issue. This is an invasion, and you can stop it. And additionally, you know, as I covered in today's World Affairs Brief, he let Mexico off the hook with paper promises. He should have said, here's going to be a 10% duty right now on Monday, and it's going to stay there.
And by the way, you're so right, Joel. They're already backing off saying, we can't stop unlimited numbers. Well, we can't take unlimited numbers.
Well, that's right. And you got to say, those tariffs are going to go up in proportion to while the illegals continue to flow across the border. And they'll come down if you, Mexico, stop those illegals. They talked about stopping the funding of 26 big corporations in their bank accounts. It's the thousands of coyotes that deal in cash. Mexico is
stopping. Joel, you've only been on for like 30 minutes. Come back for a full hour this week or next week. We love you. We appreciate your time. Years go by like seconds. Let's do a whole hour on what you'd advise Trump to do. But I know this. We can bitch about Trump all day, and I do. But imagine having a company where no one follows your orders. At the end of the day, we have a rogue government that's not doing what he says. And worldaffairsbrief.com, I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com. Great advice to the president right there. ICE has given him advice at newswars.com. They've said change the asylum rules, all the rest of it. But absolutely, it's the federal government's purview. It's its mission to defend the border. Joel, thank you so much for your wisdom.
My pleasure.
We'll be right back with Owen Schroyer. He's going to face armed Antifa tomorrow at a library where men fondle children.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Imagine, my friend, the year 2019, planet Earth. Armies of men dressed like demonic clouds are arriving at public schools, libraries, you name it, in many cases unannounced, hijacking story time for children. And some of them are convicted pedophiles who lead these operations. And then armed Antifa, literal meth head professors and off-duty city and county workers, say that they will come to protect the drag queen story time, where in the cases of Houston and other areas, convicted pedophiles, in the case of New York, convicted murderers, bounce little boys and girls on their knees and say, we're here to corrupt and have sex with your children. So, this is it, folks. The final frontier. And Owen Schroyer is here in studio. Our brave patriot, one of the last of the American deep space probes going in against the globalists. That's a cue for Buck Rogers when we come back next segment. Seriously, they know their only secret weapon is the over-the-topness of it. Oh, I'm a convicted murderer that cut my boyfriend up with a buzzsaw. And I've got your kid on TV saying I'm giving him Rohibanol and ketamine for gang rapes. And bring your kids to the screen, I'm going to corrupt them. And it's all just done out in the open, just like the collapsing border, the global government, all of it. Owen Schroyer hosts the War Room, 3 p.m. Central every day at InfoWars.com. It's an act of resistance to watch and spread the word. Owen, you're going to go and face the scum tomorrow who say in their meth haze, oh, well, it starts at, 1 o'clock or 1:30, but we're going to be there at noon to make sure no one's up front. And we're going to stop anybody from, showing what we're doing when the man in the clown outfit rubs the baby. So, I mean, that's what they said on Facebook. So,
well, this has actually been a crazy timeline of events here, Alex.
Regarding
this drag queen story.
Give me the baby.
The most recent one I went to, actually, we found out that the drag queen story time reader had actually been arrested for soliciting prostitution a few years ago, but, that's just what they find out when they look into some of these people that are reading to the kids. So, the storyline goes like this. Me and a couple of local activist groups here were wondering, do we want to expose this Leander drag queen story time coming up here that they're promoting publicly, or do you want to sit back, infiltrate it, and maybe go in with a camera and just to expose it that way? Well, we decided, no, let's just try to get it shut down. So about 2 weeks ago, I went out to the Capitol here in Austin, Texas, and I filmed a report, and I also did it live, where I'm just asking people, would you take your kids to drag queen story time? And we had a mix of responses, and some people said, I take my kids. And then when they found out that some registered sex offenders had infiltrated the one in Houston, they changed their minds. But and not even an hour after I finished that report, they canceled the drag queen story time Leander.
By the way, Owen, quit covering up. I'm not saying you are being joked. Both the dudes down there running it were convicted rapists. And it was weird. In both cases, of 7-year-old boys. Well, to keep them comfortable?
Well, the crazy thing is, Mass Resistance Texas, who's done a lot of local activism,
you're chained down, and that comes into the room.
Well, it's okay.
I mean, that literally looks like it the clown in the gutter.
Well, yeah, but you just put a wig on.
Hey, Georgie, got your boat down here. Why don't you stick your out?
Smell the hot dogs and the popcorn, Georgie?
Oh, there are a lot of clowns down there, Georgie.
Come to Drag Queen Story Time.
Oh, I raped a little boy. I grabbed out of a backyard. It's liberal. It's love. Hey, oh, wow.
Well, so that was another angle I was thinking. Well, maybe I'll just show up.
Your childhood was going to be innocent. How about a big fat guy's going to pop it in your booty? And then the police ain't going to do nothing because it's liberal now when I give you HIV.
I mean, Alex, I know how obsessed you are with getting all the content out, but I'm telling you, every drag queen story time people go to, you're just going to be so mad that you haven't seen the footage before. Like, I'm afraid to even tell you. I mean, it's crazy. They dance around and they walk up, they rub their head, they bop their nose.
They come sit on my lap and they go, little kids, time to touch your booty. Oh, I can't watch the videos. I mean, it's like this. It was like the Surgeon General said when she was the nominee, Jocelyn Elder. She said, "You know, it's time to touch their penises and vaginas." You can find the clips. And you need to reach down with the preschoolers and touch their pee-pees. Because, you know, the government needs to grab your child. Seriously, she actually said.
No, who
you need to. No, she said, you need. People, I'm not joking.
No, I remember it.
Clips.
It was a clip.
I can play clips of going, "I'm a convicted murderer. I have kids in my gay bar that dance naked. Bring me your children." I mean, lesbians, we cut our sons' cocks off. This isn't Linda Blair with a head spinning around, spitting pea soup. This isn't fake. This is real. You understand us? And they're literally roaring, going, "Your children are ours." And sorry, go ahead.
These are the Skeksis. Anyway, this is funny. The crew just brought me this. The Austin Chronicle says, "I crashed a drag queen story time." Actually, I was really polite, and I waited till all the kids left.
How dare you go to a public event where a dude in a blue, purple, green wig has kids sitting on his lap?
And
how
by the
dare
way,
you show it?
By the
how
way.
How dare you get between the special time, Owen?
By the way, if Miss
you know
Kitty
what?
Litter...
That's it. I'm kicking your freak. No, I'm serious.
What? No.
Freaking problem, dude?
Hey! I went to Drag Queen Story Time.
You let those.
I like the trannies.
You let those men put their hands on the kids.
Don't make me.
All right.
No, let's get serious.
All right, yeah.
How dare you? The Austin Chronicle says your children are rape meat.
I didn't
know. Austin Chronicle's now the rape meat. No, I'm seriously, dude. Lewis Black with his fake name, that whole operation, and their whole South by Southwest scam. Oh, the green-haired person didn't announce they were coming to a regular story time for Richard Scarry. They just appear and like, "Give me your children. Time to sit on daddy's lap, mommy's lap." And they all got names like Kitty Litter, Poop Pop, or Sally Fishpants. They're all degrading women. They're evil, sick men in my view. Many of them convicted murderers, like we're showing on the screen right now, who want to say they're the goddess, they're the woman, and they're like, "Children are afraid of scary men. Why don't we say we're women? But the truth is, we'll dress like clowns.
And we'll call..."
Hello, Georgie.
Drag Queen.
Can we show the host of Drag Queen Storytime? Can we pull up the new trailer for it when we come back?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're going to have you co-host with us. Seriously. Georgie, will my boat for... Oh, Georgie.
Alice.
Oh, Georgie.
Come float with me, Alice.
Georgie, just reach here. Come to the story time in the gutter, Georgie. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Now, you're not going to see mommy again. But I'm a demon clown. Oh, it's so liberal. Give us access to your children. Open the bridge gate to planet's eyes. I can't believe we found this many people ready to submit. Prepare the main invasion.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at Infowars.com and Newswars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, "We used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back?" We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watson's launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news, today.
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because that's
a bunch of
people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and
NewsWars.com.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. Please go there.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Imagine the extremists that oppose this. Imagine the evil. Let's hear that one more time.
Oh, so liberal.
Bring your children to us. We're the good guys. Well, crank that up. That's that guy that did the music for the Spaghetti Westerns. Let me tell you, I'm obsessed with everything that John Carpenter does. The music.
You want to go to Skeksy Storytime?
All right, let's get serious right now. Owen Schroyer is here. You know, I got a message early this morning, so I woke up at like 3 a.m. I was researching, and about 5 a.m., I guess the producer was up, and she text messages me, and she says, Joe Biggs wants to come back on, which I love Joe Biggs. And he wants to come on about we should all save things that aren't on the Internet, which is totally true. Here's my problem. We've got like 200 hard drives back there. We don't have the crew to go through them with all of videos that have 10 million views, 20 million views. Some of the things we haven't re-uploaded have like 100 million views.
And we just keep creating more.
Some of these were films where I spent like $10 million to make them. And people forget, like, I produced, the second Big Loose Change or so many other movies. And I always put them out for free. And people said, oh, my God, $10 million, folks. $10 million ain't $10 million what it used to be. It takes us bandwidth, $15 million a year or whatever, which would be like $500,000 in 1970. So there's a lot of craziness going on, I wanted to bring Joe on because look at the big brain on Joe Biggs, like Joe's kind of like me. It comes off kind of provincial and dumb sometimes. I do too. But he wrote something that was like, says some really smart things. And I'm being condescending. I'm just being honest. We should be talking about saving things and promote and keeping them. Like, DVDs have been dead for 10 years. I haven't made a film in 10 years. No one buys them. They'll watch them for free 100 million times. But suddenly DVDs are selling good again because folks get, wait, stuff's taken off the web. People get a library. You have it. You own it. It's not on some cloud. I remember when they brought the cloud out 10 years ago. They're like, oh, it's totally safe. It's great. I'm like, the hackers will get it. Governments will get it. They want it there. And, of course, it all happened. Like, Hollywood stars would have sex and then put it on the cloud and be surprised it got out there. What maniac doesn't want to keep their own personal stuff? So, Joe, this is a great thing you're launching here, our savant. What do you think about this, and why are you so concerned? Why is the great Joe Biggs promoting this as an evil free speech person?
Well, the left is doing everything they can to erase history. I mean, and that's why it's important for us to go back and find these clips of these politicians. I mean, you have Joe Biden now saying that he's for open borders, but you looked back 10, 15 years ago, he was against it. We need to take these files that we can still get on YouTube before they're deleted, and we need to make archives so we can hold these politicians accountable when they actually come out here and wipe everything clean from the Internet.
That is incredible.
They're trying to do this. They're doing this to control the narrative down the road for our
incredibly racist, okay? I don't have any proof to saying that. I'm just going to say you rape me, Joe. No, you raped me. You raped me on that boat in 1972. I wasn't born yet. But you raped me hard, buddy.
I was there.
Well, I can describe it. I'm telling you, he's got a large black ding dong.
AOC said you were part of a train.
No, he did. He raped me. No, I mean, if AOC says so, so you're a rapist. I don't want to hear about censorship. You raped me in 1972. How do you respond to that, rapist?
I was swimming.
What, you don't believe you don't believe a victim?
You're a woman. You don't believe a woman?
No, I do identify as a woman.
That's what I'm saying. Alexandria Jones.
Am I not incredibly feminine? I
mean, I'm Josephine.
I'm being sarcastic here, and I'm sorry for regular family audience. I've been on here 25 years. I've never been like this. They're teaching kids to chop their genitals off. We have to talk about it. Joe, how do we as nationalist conservatives and veterans like yourself counter the left that is involved in every evil you can imagine, and then they complain on me if I show a drag queen story time where they're telling kids sexual stuff? If I show it, liberals complain to TV stations, and TV stations say you shouldn't show this. Exactly! They're showing children, Joe! So how do we deal with this paradigm?
We've got to find the old videos of these scientists, of these doctors talking about the negativities and the downside to a lot of these things about transgenderism. You know, you've had doctors for years say this is a mental disorder, and now all of a sudden...
Wait, if I want to chop my genitals off, I'm mentally ill?
Yeah, I believe so.
So, if I want to slit my throat, is that wrong too?
Yeah, I would say you're about 1,776% wrong to do that.
Are you saying it's wrong that lesbians increasingly are chopping their young son's genitals off as a liberal sacrament?
Roger that.
Oh, if you're a radio listener, we're showing real cases on air What do you think of the new leftist thing of lesbians adopting children or kidnapping them and then chopping their penises off? Do you think that's liberal, or what do you think's happening?
Oh, it's new and trendy. I mean, look at these adults now. They're out there. Look at that kid that's from Canada. He goes to these parades and he dances around while grown 40-year-old men throw money at him and sexualize him. It's disgusting. It's nasty that we allow this to happen.
No, that's racist.
No one's even speaking out against it.
Wait, are you saying the child had his genitals cut off and was stabbed by his lesbian mothers wasn't liberated as a trans dead? He was liberated from life to death. Are you saying when those mothers stabbed him hundreds of times because he didn't want... Well, you know, they cut his genitals off. They kept stabbing him in the hole every day for years. So he tried to run away. They killed him. He was a homophobe. He was a transphobe. Those mothers gave him the nectar of envision. Those mothers were beautiful when they stabbed him in the heart over and over again. Joe, I just don't get why you're so racist. You don't think mothers should stab their sons to death with double-edged daggers, saying, I love Satan while they do it?
We should bring back public executions and make an example.
I agree. Of children for the liberals. No, I think we should have children, and the liberals should slit their throats and drink their blood in public and then dance around and go, I'm trendy.
Save the earth.
Exactly. I think that would save the earth.
Oh, there it is. Look at Desmond the Amazing. This is what they do to kids, and they claim they're not sexualized.
And I wish no harm upon the poor little Desmond the Amazing, who they admit is autistic. Hey, Joe Biggs, what do you think about the fact that educators admit that most of the trans kids are mentally retarded or autistic, being grabbed by convicted murderers and brainwashed into sex cults? Why are they so bigoted against this?
I mean, these are kids. I mean, they don't even know what they're doing. I mean, you're still trying to develop yourself, your sense of being, where you fit at in this earth. And when you have these adults...
Well, from a homophobe, that's enough from you, racist. Okay, I have you on here, but I'm not going to have you on if you keep pushing this type of hate, okay? What's wrong with mothers with scissors cutting their son's genitals off and then stabbing them weakly to create an artificial vagina and then murdering them with double-edged daggers? Why don't you support double-edged dagger death? No, double-edged dagger death. Double-edged dagger death, Joe.
We're a Christian nation, one nation under God, Rob.
No, we're a double-edged dagger death nation. And you won't stop these children from their liberation. They will face their father, Satan, and they love him. How dare you stop our priesthood? You will pay for your evil, my friend.
Yeah. Well, that's
apologize to Lucifer. Apologize to Lucifer and say, I want to kill children. I want to keep them comfortable. Say it. I want to keep them comfortable. And you will be delivered. Jesus is alive, Joe. Say, I love Satan. I want to kill babies. Join Satan, Joe. Joe's joining now. Joe, don't be racist,
Jesus.
Joe. Satan knows killing babies. No, Joe. No. Satan knows. Oh, my God. He's arrest him for hate speech. He has defiled our God, Lucifer.
Were you in Rosemary's Baby?
Oh, I am Rosemary's Baby. I'll tell you right now that Lucifer is angry.
They're going to erase this video.
Biggs, I want to apologize to viewers.
Ban the video.
His blatant defamation of Lucifer. We're going to kill children, and we're going to cut their testicles off, and we're going to do it for Jesus.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I'm going to shoot you up with something that's going to kill you deader than a hammer.
They have sexual rituals, some of the most ancient Egyptian rituals, where they believe they are possessed by entities, basically space aliens.
This is war. You bet it's war. And it's the American people against you. You're the threat to America. You are who we're at war with.
What do I do, Lord?
Destroy the child.
What do I do, Lord?
Corrupt them all.
A Secretary of State that had gay sex hundreds of times in coffins, wallowing in feces. That's what we're dealing with.
Bloodsucker, parasite, pseudo-intellectual, know-it-all, with your pseudo-intellectual hair and your pseudo-intellectual glasses and your pseudo-intellectual chicken neck.
Sell the baby parts, arrest the reporters, and expose for keeping babies alive. Eat the hospitals with their bodies. Have the Pepsi change testing system be based on fetal tissue. All demonic systems genetically engineer all the crops. Overthrow creation, more blood. What do I do, Lord?
Destroy the child.
What do I do, Lord?
You know, I had no idea they were going to air that. I don't know where that came from. And this actually upsets me really bad because I told you they play with dead babies. It's all over the news now because it had been an indictment for the police. These are all coming out from court cases, them having sex with the babies, throwing like footballs down the hall, habit of having boxing matches. We're not making any of this up. Like when I tell you all this stuff that sounds crazy, it's in indictments. It's in convictions. So, Joe Biggs, you're awesome. I want to get you back more and more. You're doing a great job with all the work you do. Ellen Schroyer's here. But getting serious, how do you deal? Because you were in a lot of combat. You're a decorated veteran yourself. But the studies show looking at all this evil is also very stressful. How do you deal with, I mean, I've got so many clips I won't even play of like three churches got bombed and one lady had her arms blown off. She's like comes out going, like blood shooting everywhere. And like I've got Muslims necklacing people with tires and murdering them. This is just today. And I can't even show all of this. You know, and it's just like at a certain point, it's like the left just, I'm not even a right winger. I don't hate people that are, quote, gay or whatever. I don't hate people that are what... I'm wondering, Joe Biggs, where do you think it ends? What do you think's happening? And like, they're all siding as Trump with North Korea, with China, with... What do you think's happening, Joe Biggs?
Right now, it's a fight of good versus evil, and we need to find good men and women in this country that can stand up against that, that have a good set of morals and understand leadership and have values to withstand... this push of evil that's coming from all sides, you know, whether it be spiritual or physical. I mean, we have a lot of people who have been corrupted within government.
It's an evil push. It's an evil push. So who's behind the evil push, Joe?
Well, at the end of the day, it's Lucifer. I mean, if you're a good Christian, God-fearing man, you know, Lucifer has his hands in everything, and he's trying to corrupt as many.
And Joe, is the Bible not paying off right now? World government, cashless societies, Facebook getting into banking, saying you can't buy or sell, saying they're listening to you in your house with devices they get you to buy, and if you're bad, they'll report you. God Almighty!
I mean, it's something you believe, but you just hope is not going to happen. And it's like, you know, here we are in this momentous time in history where this is all really starting to come together right now. We're really at this pivotal point. Is good going to make the stand? Are we going to elect good men of character and women of character and put them in those positions to stand up against those evil, corrupt individuals who have been in politics for way too long and have embedded
into
a cancerous tumor?
The Bible says Satan wages war against the saints, overcomes them, but only for 1 hour. So we have to understand we're going to get beat in round 10. We win in round 12, Owen.
20 years ago, we wouldn't accept a show called Lucifer, and here we are. Oh, there's a show called Lucifer. You know, 20 years ago, we wouldn't
accept... And he's the good guy, yeah.
Yeah, we wouldn't accept 90% of the things that are going on right now, but we have learned to bend and break our morals.
Because it turns out there really is a devil. And the Bible, like science fiction says, is an interdimensional creature, super old that rebelled, that like came to find one of God's eggs because he couldn't meet God. He comes and finds one of God's little nests. And tries to screw it over.
Looking at Trump is kind of like it's a battle plan. It's like, look at what he's done. He's gone against the grain. He's going against the establishment. Look how much flack he's taking. That's a message to anyone out there in the future. You stand up against us, we're going to throw everything we got at you. You know, that's why we've got to find good people who are courageous, that are willing to do this. You know, it's not what's going to happen in 4 years. It's what happens after Trump leaves. What's going to happen if the left, you know, and they get a hold of...
Come back for a full hour. You know, this Sunday I swore, because I have my daughters full time, except like for a month during the summer, and I haven't seen them in almost a month. So I got my daughters back. And this weekend, you want to host a show with Joe maybe this Sunday?
Yeah, we can do that.
And I want to get into it. It seems like, Biggs, you're on fire. Like, you've always been powerful, but you seem to be really on fire, Biggs. This is exciting.
Well, I mean, having a kid changes your life, you know, when you... You start looking at the world in a different way, and I've got a lot of more time now to where I get baby to bed, and I've got all these books that I'm reading, and I'm trying to, you know, absorb.
I've always told somebody, when I had my first child 17 years ago, it all clicked right then. It was like the brain just like, no more bad business. I still do bad business deals, but I was much more cunning, much more serious, much more focused, and much closer to God. And that's why they don't want to see.
You pick up that baby, your life changes. I mean, you look at everything completely differently, and it makes you look back at life and go, wow, like, look at all these mistakes I've made. Now, am I going to learn from that? Am I going to grow from that? Am I going to be a better person to be an example for her? And is she going to come up and look at me as a leader and as a
exactly.
Good
you go from, basically a one in God's spectrum, like a three or a four in a spectrum of, say, 100. Now you're in God's position. From God's like you're way down there, but you're getting God's view of, I built this. This is mine. I love it, but it's a free will. It could be destroyed if I don't make the right decisions. Like children are an arrow. You pull them back, you let them go, and you hope they hit bullseye. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because it's up to us to get them on that right path to success, which would be hitting that target dead on in the bullseye. And that's our job, is to make sure that we're aiming.
Because if we don't, they won't be with us in eternity. God puts us in that same position. Because here's the thing, people say God's a sadist. The Satanists always say, God gave us free will. That means we have good and evil. Do we not think God doesn't like cutting us loose?
Yeah, but so think about it, though. If you use the arrow analogy of shooting the arrow straight and hitting the target, well, what are things that would, you know, stymie
teaching your child to cut their balls off?
Right, you know, some rain, some wind. Well, that's when you come in and you have the drag queen story time. Which, again, if it wasn't such a big deal...
And we can get parents to let convicted pedophiles, sit on their lap. Hell, the sky's the limit.
If it wasn't such a big deal, why do they care that we cover it? Why do they care that we publicize it? Why do they make...
Why is it unified worldwide?
Kids at that age are absorbing everything, and they have questions. When they come home, they go, Mommy, why is that man dressed up like a woman? How do you... Like, that... I can't imagine...
Joe, they admit today on news from New York to Texas, the kids run from it, and the parents are bringing them to them. The kids know they're predators or bad people or crazy people.
Yeah,
exactly. It's about parents bringing their kids to an evil idol.
Yeah, it's disturbing. And it needs to come to an end. That's why we need good, strong people out there. People need to stand up. People understand there's a war going on against good and evil. It's spiritual and it's physical. It's happening right now in our faces, and it's happening in our hearts and our bodies.
And no, I agree. And Joe, what you said, come back on Sunday and co-host with Owen. You do the Sunday show? You do it with Owen?
Yeah.
All right. So you come in and get him in about 30 minutes. You cover what you want. Get him for an hour and a half. Because I want to get into what he's saying. The idea of saving reports. That is, if the enemy starts winning, reports that are saved on thumb drives are solid gold. Like I said, you couldn't sell a DVD 2 years ago. Now, we're getting ready to do a bunch of films and DVDs. People are lined up around the block. They now understand, oh, my God, we can't trust the cloud. We need physical holding.
Well, and it goes beyond that with censorship, though. And I think that that's why this is so important for patriots to start archiving reports, archiving government reports, archiving InfoWars broadcasts, archiving man on the streets, just archiving all of it. Because if they have their way, who knows what happens, but sooner or later, you're not going to have Joe Biggs. You're not going to have InfoWars. You're not going to have anything. And the only way you're going to have it is if you have an actual hard drive stored of that.
And don't think small of yourselves. They act like if you're not on Facebook or something, you're an idiot. That's a badge of honor. Joe, go ahead.
Well, look at what's happening in these colleges. They're indoctrinating. They're already changing history in real time right now in these college campuses and these courses. So it's up to us now to take action. It's up to us to get there, get on the internet, find these videos that are important, make a huge archive.
That's right. We're warriors, but we're also scribes. So is any real warrior is a scribe. They hold information. Beautiful point, Joe. You'll be hosting with Owen Schroyer this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. There goes Joe Biggs, who is in Vegas. Be sure to follow Joe Biggs at ssgbiggs.com. We'll be back.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.